The last 1 hour of the show, Morning Crossfire, Lagos, Nigeria. Good morning to you. If you're watching live on Facebook, hi. If you're on Twitter as well, how are you? Thumbs up for you. Can't see me, but thumbs up for you. If you're on YouTube and you're watching live, hi to you too. Thank you for joining us virtually. If you're joining us virtually, we appreciate your time. If you're listening via the radio, we bid you welcome to the last 1 hour of the show. If you're just tuning in, for those in the diaspora, you're welcome to join the conversation as well. Today on the show, we're looking at the alleged gift packaged by one of the parties. You hear it for yourself when I play the audio, and you can watch on YouTube as well. The alleged gift pack given to people who are ready to submit their PVCs, albeit momentarily, just for a very short period of time for them to harvest whatever it is they are harvesting, you know, from the PVC, and then they will give them back this PVC. But for the fact that they are ready to surrender their PVC, you know, for a short period of time for them to get information, so they hand gift pack. In the gift pack, they have 1 kongo of rice, 1 kongo of garri, 1 kongo of beans, 2 packs of noodles. Which one again? Maggi is there. Maggi is there. I don't think Ororo is there. I don't think Epo is there too. I mean, groundnut oil and palm oil, I don't think so. But if you've seen the video, you understand what I'm saying, right? Now, INEC has consistently said that there is nothing anybody can use the PVC for. The PVC can only be used on election day by the holder. Even at that, if the BVAS machine does not recognize the holder, either facially or the fingerprint, the holder will not be able to vote. So from the INEC perspective, it's clear that even the holder said there's no guarantee that the person will vote, because the BVAS machine can go and misbehave. Eh? Yeah, and we've seen that in elections, off-cycle elections, because number of voters actually dropped. I mean, eventual valid votes actually dropped compared to the number of people that registered for voting the off-cycle elections in those states, right? Yeah, we know that. So, INEC stance is clear that nobody can do anything with the PVC. But the politicians keep harvesting whatever it is they are harvesting from the PVC. And I was looking at the video some 2 days ago on Monday. I was like, okay, so I've asked INEC myself directly, and they said there's nothing they can do with the PVC. But these people, they keep writing something off of the PVCs. Is there something INEC does not know that these politicians know? Is there a back door somewhere that INEC is unaware of? If you're a tech guy, you would most likely be in the best position to help us with this, right? Because I'm wondering, why would anybody go to such lengths to package all of these things for people just to give him their PVC for like 10 minutes to write something out of the PVC into a whatever it is they're writing into, and then give the PVC back to the owner alongside some gift packs? Something is fishy, right? Because that would be my alarm. Like, if they're not gaining anything, if they don't have an intention to derive anything, any benefit off of that, there won't be any need for them to even start it at all. Or they're just hoping that, maybe they're just hoping that this will may come handy, you know, on election day or before the election. I can't figure it out. This is a call to tech guys. And if you have an idea of what could possibly play out as well, feel free to share your thought. But I'm going to play you that sound. If you are online, you can watch as well. So take a listen to this, okay? Just try. Take a listen to this.
See what the FTC give us. So I'm just coming out and since I bring my butter start, and give me 1 shirt, 1 key order, oil, pepper, and sardine sachet, Maggi, 10 pieces inside, 2 window, 1 sugar, 1 salt, 1 garri, 1 jerica of garri, 1 jerica of rice, 1 jerica of peas, a rubber for hand. Nothing there again. And this one empty cell, nothing there, sir. See what they can give us, sir. See what they tell you for this country.
So before they give you this thing, what did they ask you?
I'm just asking for my brother's card. I give them the right, what they were right. Then give me back and carry this one. Give me.
So now they say this one now
for the number.
For the next 4 years now, they don't settle you with that now.
That is settlement with that.
Now they said to me with this. So this one, how many days you go chop on?
This one, one day now. This is you know, you never even to say.
And I'm saying, with this one, you go vote APC now.
Me, I never go to APC.
Why now? Why they don't give you
this?
Let me say very loud and clear that I cannot independently verify the authenticity of that video. APC was mentioned in that video. Yes. But you know, these days, the less you see, the more you see, the less you actually think you understand. And the more you understand, the less you actually see. You can never tell. Once the video is a video. But this is not disputing the fact that this happened. That's why I've you know, carefully used the word allegedly, because we can't prove, we can't verify, you know, this video on our own here. But then, before this video surfaced, we've been getting reports of some individuals going to marketplaces to go and get PVCs from market women, write something off of their PVC, then give it back to them. We've been getting reports. Now this video surfaced. If nothing is going to come out of it, like INEC has said repeatedly, why are the politicians still engaging in such activity? 01-277-0993, 01-277-1993, 01-277-2993, and 01-277-3993. You can call the smart number 0700-993-993-993. WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805. That's WhatsApp, 0809-597-5805. We have a line dedicated to female callers only, okay? So the line is 01465-7190 for female callers only. It's 01465-7190. Lagos, let's talk. Please turn off your radio. Good morning to you.
Hello, Sheriff. Good morning.
Morning to you, sir.
Yes, my name is Irvi. I'm calling from Warwick.
Welcome.
Sheriff, you see the level at which our politicians are operating. That information is actually right. For INEC to come out and say there's nothing that can be done to this with the PVCs,
right.
I think there's something that they don't know.
Yeah.
Because these guys are seriously going out to ensure that they get details on that PVC.
Mm.
I collected my PVC on Sunday, and a man approached me and said if he can just have my PVC for 5 minutes, and I asked him, for what? What do you want to use it for?
Hmm.
He looked at me, said, you seem educated, and he left. And he was just targeting those women. He looks at your appearance.
Yeah.
He looks at your appearance. If he looks at you and he knows that you are not enlightened, he will approach you, he will take you to one corner. So there are more to these things that these guys are doing.
Right.
They can't be investing in these things and you're saying there's no result is going to come out from it.
Mm.
INEC needs to investigate more.
Right, right.
We need to investigate.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Patience is here with us. Patience, hi. Morning to you.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning to you.
Let APC know that Nigeria have rejected them. We are not going to vote for them. We know what they are doing and it can never come to pass. Thank you very much.
Thank you, patience, for calling me. Appreciate it. I'm going to jump on another call quickly now. We have one call waiting. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning, Sherry.
Good morning.
Messi calling for me.
Let's talk.
So this INEC harvesting of 18, that was the 30th time inside last year, a group of some INEC people came to our area here in Ikorodu, saying that people should come, or the government wants to disburse palliative, clinical, something like that. Already they have come late 2020 because of the COVID, and said that people should come and register, that government wants to distribute something. So a lot of people come with their PVC, you know, and they are taking some details from that PVC.
From the PVC.
They will just collect your account number, say that you will receive money from government. You understand? And last year, they still come again and say, okay, come and bring your PVC, come and write your name, that the money is about to be dropped. A lot of people in my area here in Kodu, a lot of people come with that PVC and they take all the data. So later in the day, some people were like, the people that went with their PVC that voted for 2023, we are like, wow, is this how this thing is going? So I don't really know. There is something there.
There's something there,
B. Not telling us.
Thank you. Thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. Vincent is here. Vincent, hi. Morning to you. Good morning, Vincent. Vincent is gone. Let's take another call. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning.
This is Pastor Ladiko.
Let's talk.
Calling from Orilegon. Sheriff, I think you need to still bring INEC back, because this thing is becoming rampant. Even in my area here, they go about with an exercise book, collecting people's PVC's number. If these things doesn't have any impact, why are they doing it? See, I'm not even talking about the video for now.
Yeah.
Are you getting my point?
Yeah.
Beside the video, they are collecting it.
Excited, yeah.
They are collecting it. So let INEC come out and reassure us.
Right.
Because there is more to this. Thank you, and God bless Nigeria.
Thank you to you for calling me. I have a message here on our live stream on Facebook. Wells J. Jamie says, it's not just APC. I have an uncle who is a youth president of a certain PDP ward. They have gathered a lot of information on people's PVCs. There is something INEC is not telling us, please. Beware. As Wells Jamie on Facebook on our live stream there. You can go on there and drop your comments as well. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Yes, please.
Okay, so yeah, I'm calling the female line. I need to just pass information to you, please. It's very urgent.
What is it?
My father is an APC delegate or so like that.
Okay.
So last year, December, I went home for Christmas to visit him. And he was telling me that where's my PVC, he wants to get some things for me. I said, for what? So by the time he brought out the higher education, I saw a list of numbers he has written out. Then I was like, Dad, you came there in village, you're on here. The party was marching here, Bashamag Bakiri here, only got a man for one, only buy my vote, only buy money. Ah, everybody say, Coley pay. Like, would you feel like? Would everybody feel already? But thank you very much, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for the information as well. It's very valid. I mean, for someone who has seen it firsthand, I think there's no. Okay, we can establish the fact that there's no doubt that this is happening. Yeah? Can we all agree that this is happening? Aha! This is happening. Why is this happening? What do you think the political parties want information on PVC for? Why do they all want information on your PVC? Does INEC know? I mean, is there something somewhere that we don't know? I mean, look, if you understand Nigeria, very, you know that Nigerians will always find a way, have you? Oh, my goodness me. Good morning to you. Please start off the radio.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hello?
Yes, please. Good morning. You're on the radio.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
I can't hear you.
Abby. I'm really sorry. Let me take another call. Let's just test it again. Morning to you.
Hello.
Good morning.
I can hear you clearly.
Yes, ma'am.
Sharif.
Yes, ma'am.
My community, we don't have a problem. We don't even know whether the politician is there, but everybody knows what to do. In Jew, up with you. God will bless us here.
Yes, sir. Up with you, have you up with you? Okay.
Yes, all right.
They are coming for you.
Nobody has come to me.
Now that you have raised the alarm, they are coming. Let me take another call quickly. Thank you, Jerry Aifa. Good morning to you.
Hey, hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, please.
Okay, my name is Williams.
Welcome, Mr. Williams.
All right. Now, I would just want to let you know something.
Yes, please.
You know these Yahoo boys,
mm-hmm.
how they operate?
I don't know.
With their little knowledge of tech, how they could just get your... Sending
oh, that, yeah.
And
yeah.
then they can finish you.
Yeah.
Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Now, think of somebody who is really high-tech, like a hacker. Somebody that can be paid good amount of money. Conniving with somebody in INEC. So these people know something. Don't think they don't know what they're doing. They've upped the game already. People are just thinking it's going to be normal election, beavers. It's not going to be like that. Let me just tell you the truth. People just do think, sir, with this technology world we are talking about.
Yeah.
I have a nephew who studied in UK. He studied, he's a tech person. He said, look, you guys are joking. You don't know what you're playing with. So let me stop there for now.
Yeah.
Let me just stop there for now. The game is really high, man. You don't understand what's going on. So let's leave it there for now.
I mean, the stakes are very high for the politicians. So trust me, I get what you're saying. Like, if you understand, you know, what the Yahoo boys usually do, they don't need much of your information to clean your account. They just need a few information, and that's it. They will clean it. They will happy clean. The other day, is it Finland or what country that they attacked their banks there? I think it was 2 days ago or yesterday. And they're hackers. Yeah. INEC has given assurances over and over and over again that the BVAS is this, the BVAS is that. The trust in the BVAS and all of that. And we've used the BVAS for the off-cycle elections as well. But the question is still out there. Like, can we truly trust this technology? Is it, you know, as we've been talking, let's take some messages, read some messages off our social media. Then we'll head out for our first break this hour. Ajibola says, can you tell Sheriff to be professional and stop people he can't authenticate mentioning a political party? How can someone come on air and say his father wins? Well, again, it's got nothing to do with being professional or not. You don't have to take your frustration out on the media. The media would do, you know, the media's job whether you want it or not. Someone called in, gave a story, and you have a problem with it. You know, just say that you have a problem with it. You don't have to attack the media. But thank you for spending your data to send this in. I truly appreciate every kilobyte. Mabel Black says, and the party agents submit it at the ward level for their own reward. Okay, that's Maple. Maple, I don't know what you're referring to. I think you must have sent one. Okay, yeah, I've seen the previous one. So I think the PVC collection by party agent is for data collection. They just want to harvest some numbers and submit to their various party wards as a kind of list of prospective voters. It's just a ploy. And I have seen them type this up in their cafe office. Okay. All right, Maple, thank you for sharing. Appreciate it as well. Oluwaseun says it is for post-election. I mean, they will use it as evidence of those people that vote for them in court. Yeah, okay. Oluwaseun is bringing his own angle to it, and I appreciate every angle, trust me. Let's head out. Let's take this break. When we return from this break, we'll talk some more. We'll take more of your reactions. Those in diaspora, I can see your Skype calls. But I can't take them now. When I return, I will take more of your Skype calls. The telephone lines are still buzzing as well as social media platforms, WhatsApp and the rest of them. Stay here with us on Nigeria Info 99.3. We'll be back.
More talk, news and sports after this.
99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
See what the FPC give us. So then just come in and see if I bring my butter start. And give me one shirt, one key order, oil, pepper, and sardine sachet. Maggi, 10 pieces inside. 2 million. 1 sugar, one soup, one garri, one jerica of garri, one jerica of rice, one jerica of beef, a rubber for hand. Okay, then we have nothing there. And this one. This one empty cell, nothing there, sir. See what they gave us. See what they tell us for this country.
So before they give you this thing, what did they ask you?
I'm just asking for my brother's card. I give them the right what they were right. Then give me back and carry this one give me.
So now they say this one now
for the number.
For the next 4 years now, they don't settle you with that now.
No, that is settle me with that now.
Now they settle me with this. So this one now, how many days you go chop on?
This one now, 1 day now. This is you know, you never even get anything.
And now we say, with this one now, you go vote APC now.
Me, I never go to APC.
Why now? Why they don't give you this?
I never go. I just call it. If they give me a call, I never go to APC. What do they do for this?
Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
You just heard the trending video there. Like I said from the beginning of this conversation, I said I can't independently verify the authenticity of that video. But what I can say is that there have been reports after reports as regards the harvesting of information from PVCs. Belonging to other people, and that report is not strange, it's not new. It may be strange, but it's not new. It's not one, it's not two, it's not three different reports from different areas. And this morning alone, we've got two, as a matter of fact, one from a caller who said his own father is a leader in APC somewhere in one ward there. And he saw the list himself with his own father. We've also saw a report, a comment on our live stream where someone said that it's not just the APC alone. He has somebody that's very close to him that they are making preparation to start gathering information from PVC. They belong to PDP. So if political parties are doing this, and INEC has said repeatedly that nobody can use the PVC except the owner of the PVC. Even the owner of the PVC can have some challenges election day if the BVAS machine can't recognize the person either by their facial or their fingerprint, that the person would eventually be stopped from voting. So even if you own a PVC, it's still not a guarantee. It's just that you have a bigger chance of voting on election day. But there's no guarantee because the machine can misbehave. Okay. Now, that said, if INEC has been saying all of this, right, and even the body language of the politicians, none of them like the idea. Well, very few of them would like the idea of the BVAS machine. But majority of them, they're quite skeptical as to what this would do to their chances. So, yeah, they have come to terms with the fact that we are using BVAS in February and in March, right? Good. So why are they still harvesting information from PVC? Is there something we don't know? Do we truly and fully understand the workings around the BVAS? Does INEC know completely, 100%, the workings of the BVAS? Is the BVAS truly impenetrable? Those are the answers that we need. Although we've asked INEC severally on all our shows here on Nigeria Info, and INEC has maintained that the BVAS is impenetrable. So, the ball is in your court. If you are a tech person, please weigh in. Would like to hear your thought, your expert opinion. Right? Alrighty. 01-277-0993. 01-277-1993. 01-277-2993 and 01-277-3993. If you're any diaspora, you can call our Skype ID, Nigeria Info FM on Skype. We'd like to speak with you this morning, okay? We're showing you the video right now on Twitter, on YouTube and on Facebook, in case you have not seen the video. So you can go check out the video. You see the way the guy is just bringing out everything. T-shirt, Kyoto, noodles, one Congo of this, one Congo of that. Oh my word. All right, so you know what, we got to start with Skype. Let's take some Skype calls, then we come to the telephone in a moment. I can see all my lines are buzzing. Just give me a moment. Let's start with Skype, then we'll come to you. Let's see who is here. Good morning to you. Good morning. I can't hear you. I can't hear anything. I'm sorry. I can't hear you. I'm going to cross over to the telephone lines, or should we try Skype again? Let's try another one. Let's try another one. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, this is JC John from New Delhi, India.
Welcome. You're welcome.
Yeah, I'm just listening to your program, and they are talking about the PVC and the data collected from it. They say they can't use it to do anything. That is false. They can use it to do whatever they want to do. If you as a person is scared to share your ATM card because you know they can use it to remove money from your account, so what is safe about the PVC? So those collecting the data, they are going to use it, they are going to clone it, and those people that share their information or their PVC to them, and they are, I will assure you, those people, they are going to deny them. They are going to disenfranchise them that day, because when they go to the system, they it will be showing that they have already voted. INEC don't know what they are doing with it. INEC, they cannot assure Nigeria that they can't do anything with it. They are definitely going to do damage with those information they are collecting from those PVC.
I just want to ask, are you a tech person?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Thank you for calling me. Jesse, thank you. I appreciate your time. Okay. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning, sir.
Yeah, I'm Sheriff Ali from Korodu.
Nice to meet you, Sheikh.
Yeah. To clear here, to just to make this easier, all these guys, all these people that are showing their faces in the video and saying something about somebody is trying to buy their vote, because that is obviously buying of votes when you are paying them to come and giving them stuff to come and vote for you. I think police should take those guys that in that video for questioning and trace them back to the person that did that.
That gave them those things.
Yes, and that guy that mentioned his father, police should do the same to him. We can't just say stuff and just believe it. We need to get to the root of the matter. We can't just keep watching video and people are just saying stuff. So even if they want to lie, you will know some type of lie you are going to come up with. You understand me?
Just so I understand you very well, you're saying that it's not true that PVCs are being harvested.
I am not saying that it is not true.
Okay.
But we can't let everything just keep lying like that. That guy has.
You're saying that he's lying.
Evidence.
You're saying he's lying.
No. I'm not saying he's lying. We need to know what his father is using that.
Okay. All right. I get you.
You understand
now.
Me?
We need to know
what his father is using that.
Okay. All right.
So
I get you.
That can be helpful. We need to know why or what.
We need to trace what these politicians use these things for. All right.
Yes.
I hear you now. Thank you. Inenna is joining us now. Inenna, morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Madam Inenna.
Sheriff.
Yes, ma'am.
What that man said in the video is true. Just yesterday, that Ribado roadside, close to Central Mosque, this APC motor was parked there. And people lined up. They were giving them bags. And that bag they were handing over to them, this man's photo, he's there.
Whose photo?
That is Shao, that is Joshua man.
Okay.
They were handing over the bags to them. People were rushing, collecting it. Even that of the mosque, that Obalende, that is Koyu Road, Kefi Road. On Friday, they were sharing a sachet of salt, Omo and other things. People lined up, they were giving it to them. So what that man was saying is true.
All right, Inenna, thank you for sharing. Good morning to you.
Hello.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. My name is Emmanuel. I'm calling you from Aja.
You're welcome.
I want to tell you, I want to leave this message now for people to learn. I was in the bus. I caught a bus from Chevron to Lekki Phase 1
okay.
on Sunday night.
Okay.
Towards evening. A man that sat in front of me, he was wearing a PC cap, told me to bring because I asked whether I have my PVC. I told him yes. He said, I should bring it, that you only want to have the information about it. And I told him, how much will you give me? He said, 5,000. He brought out 5,000.
Are you serious?
I told him, you just want to have information about my footer car. I said, what will be the next thing that you do? The man said, if after arguing, he now told me, the people that if he happened to get information from me, that they are not be able to vote, oh. will be eligible to vote on the voting day. And I thank God, I said, you will never see my face. You will never see any of my PVC or my PVC. That was exactly what the man told me in the bus. And I didn't collect his money. So I just want people to be aware of this. A man told me exactly that on the voting day, you will not be able to vote. This thing happened on Sunday evening.
Did he tell you exactly what they would do, why you will not
they
be able to vote?
They said that immediately you bring out your PVC. He didn't tell me the detail or whatever, but they said immediately you bring out your PVC that you will not be able to vote that very day on voting day.
Okay.
He said you only want to look at the details of my PVC. Okay. And I don't go out with my PVC. It's in the house. I told him that, thank God, he did not even... He said he doesn't need that. Even if it's my face that he want to see, he can only see it. Then he gave me the 5,000. I didn't collect any money from him. So people should be aware. All on right. that day, there will be something... You will not be able to vote. People should be aware. They are rampant now. There are many.
All right. Thank you for sharing. I appreciate it. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. Yes, please.
Yes, my name is Blessing from Manana Island.
Welcome.
Okay, the reason is that if they should take the information from the PVC.
Blessing, where you are is very noisy, Blessing.
Okay, let me call you back.
Yes, please. Thank you for understanding. Thank you. Good morning to you.
Hello, Sheriff.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Please, this thing that we are even saying, it's something somehow to me. Is the government not going to, like, prosecute or disqualify those parties that are involved in this?
Right.
Because it's not just for us to just talk and talk and talk, and it will slide by just like that. Something, I think something has to be done, and fast about it as well. It's not right, and it's annoying for us to be hearing this.
Right.
And they are doing it boldly. The police are there, watching them, handing out all these gift packs.
Right.
Is it over buying? I just think something should be done, and fast, too. Thank you.
Thank you, too. Olukayede Oyekunle is live on our YouTube stream, and he just confirmed what Nina said earlier. He said, like, oh, I saw where APC campaign boss was collecting PVC of people and giving them same package in the video. This happened in Ikoyi at Jide Obanikoro campaign office on Sumbo Street. You know, he said everything right there on the live stream. Clement is also here. Clement says there's high possibility that someone in the back end, just a moment, this person is blocking my view. Yeah. So someone in the back end of the voter database will be able to change voter records after elections, as they just need a unique identifier such as a voter number. This individual must be some tech head somewhere. Clement Stabit, thank you for sharing an insight. Adegboyega is confirming seeing a video, this video yesterday as well. Let me head back to telephone, then we'll do WhatsApp. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning. This is Avo Omar calling.
You're welcome.
I think the essence of this vote not buying, that's being verified by someone who gives money, I think is real, because I discovered that mine has been tampered with. See what happened to me.
Tell me.
around the first or second, first week of December,
okay,
I had gone to Oshodi to collect my PVC, mm-hmm, because we were earlier told that it will start, they will start distribution by that time. So mm-hmm, I had gone there. They told me, no, it's not yet, that I should come towards the end of January or so.
Mm-hmm.
Then, before I could leave that office, the gentleman there called me back and said, do you have that slip that you can collect the cards with? I said, yes. I thought he wanted to confirm whether I'm in the right place or not.
Quickly. Let's get to
it. So I gave it to him. He looked at it. And you know, last week I went for collection of the this thing, card,
okay,
only to discover that my name was not there among the people that were transferred. After all, I have completed all the things that I need to do. So up to now, I couldn't collect mine.
Mm.
Could it be that guy?
No, don't be quick to.
Could it be that the guy invalidated my card?
That's why I said that you don't have to go even get there at all. You need to go to INEC first to be sure what happened.
Yeah,
to
I went there. I went there again, and they told me that my transfer was not successful.
Yeah, so that could be it. So you have to wait till. Or if you can't go to where you registered before you can vote, otherwise you have to wait till after the election then.
All right.
Aguma, thanks for calling me. Good morning to you. Morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, please. Good morning to you.
That's a good morning. How was your night?
I salute you too.
This is Joy calling.
Welcome, Joy.
You know, this thing, sir, it has been happening for a long time. This collecting of PVC and returning it back. But all I see in all these things, we Nigeria, are we not growing at all? This suffering, is it not so too much that we are still collecting money? It's painful. Mm. It's painful, my brother. Thank you.
Thank you, Joy, for calling. It's 8:50. Let's see who is here now. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Yeah, my name is Phyllis, calling from Ikeja.
Let's talk, Silis. Let's talk.
Yeah, I'm beginning to worry about what is being discussed now.
Mm.
I did my transfer from Malimosho to Ogun State.
Okay.
It was successful. I did my printout, and I went for collection on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
What I discovered before the start, is it compulsory party agents to be there, to be among the INEC officials distributing the card there?
No, party agents cannot be there.
The party agents... sir?
Go on, please. Go on. I was answering your question, okay, but go on.
The party agents that were there, the INEC representative, they gave them... There's an exercise book.
Okay.
If you collect your card, you go and meet... They have their tables there too. So they take your card... They write the name, write some number there, and your phone number, and they ask you to sign.
So were you told that these were party agents? Or you just assume that they are party agents?
They are party agents.
No, I'm asking, how did you know? How?
You know the way these things goes on. When they came in, it's a primary school. There's a class they are using there. The way they are talking, and they won't say this man is a PDP, this one is, you know, APC and PDP particularly, they are party agents.
Okay, I'm not disputing, hold on, sir. I'm not disputing what you're saying. I just wanted to clarify that even INEC has said here on this station that once you collect your PVC, I think it was on Hard Facts that INEC said it, that once you collect your PVC, the details that they collect afterwards is just for documentation. So you writing your name and all of that, and some even with thumbprint, INEC said that it's just for their own personal documentation. That's why I wanted to be sure, in your own case, whether you were told that they were party agents, or you just assumed that they were party agents.
They are party agents working so with the INEC.
You still have not answered me. Party agents cannot work with INEC. No, they cannot. It's not election. We are not voting. And even on election days, they are not usually working. INEC would still work. Party agents would just be there to observe. So I would want you to, you know, discard that notion. Again, it is because I'm discarding it because you didn't actually answer my question. And I've told you my own reason as well as to why, you know, I'm discarding that notion that party agents are working with INEC. Party agents don't work with INEC. I mean, even yesterday on Hard Fact, Sandra still played a video and the audio as well, because it's radio, yeah, of people trying to remove a party agent from within where the PVC is being shared. So you get. So in that instance, people raised their voices. In your instance as well, if you had raised your voice, maybe you've been able to, you'll be able to confirm whether truly they are party agents or not, right? So anywhere you find party agents in where they are sharing PVCs, please raise your voice, raise the alarm, do not keep quiet. Party agents are not supposed to be involved in sharing your PVCs. It's not their job. It's not their call. It's not the stage. We are not there. They don't have a role to play in what we're doing right now. This is solely for INEC and INEC officials only. So please raise the alarm. Don't keep quiet. Raise the alarm. Once you can authenticate that that individual, those people, are party agents and they're inside where these PVCs are being shared, raise the alarm. If INEC needs any help, they can call on neutral people to come and help them. Because I saw a picture of somebody yesterday on Twitter who said he had to help out INEC in sorting out some cards. So if INEC needs help, they can always, you know, ask for help from neutral people there, but not party agents. Lagos, thank you for being a part of the Crossfire today. This is where we'll leave it, all right? Daily Digest with Jimmy, this is next. Good morning to you.
More conversation, more talk, more right after this.
Papa, mama, brother.
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running late to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired, you're fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. And what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close.